Kristin, KRYSTIN, Magnia, MAGNIA, 10/15/95. Of course, these are all from today. Today is the 8th. It's a 29-year-old woman comes in today because of cough, congestion, sputum production, headache, nausea, dizziness, palpitations, period. New paragraph. She also has a history of body ache, vomiting, and not feeling well, period. New paragraph. Today, she her medical problems is positive for diabetes. Patient is very non-compliant, has a history of anemia, doesn't take her iron tablets, has diabetes, doesn't take her medication. Her last A1C was over 7, almost 8. Medications, none, COVID immunization, none, surgery, C-section times 2. Last period, she has had her period now, but she has extra bleeding from time to time, which has caused her to be anemic. She vapes, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink on a regular basis. Family history, diabetes, breast cancer, colon cancer, and grandparents, has seen a GI specialist and is under their care regarding gene therapy and follow-up, period. She's a teacher and has 2 children, period. In the paragraph, she was diagnosed with diabetes a year ago but has done a poor job taking care of herself, period. Allergy, none, period. She did see an eye doctor at one time, but it has been a couple of years, period. She was alert, awake, she's in no distress. Blood sugar was 120 today, 252 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 20, 130 pulse came down to 110, 126 over 74. Heart positive, swung positive, still lungs, fewer onchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed to inferior, is red, and inferior, logical, non-focal skin, shows no rash, positive, anterior, chain lymphadenopathy, no red. Number one, patient did not want to have any flu, COVID, strep test done. Number two, rosefenogram now. Number three, Decadron, 8 milligram now. Number four, patient was given Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, and Bromfit DM for cough. Next number, because of the vertigo, we looked at a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number is diabetes out of control. Next number is non-compliance. Next number is at least seen an eye doctor. Next number is family history of colon cancer, breast cancer. She says she's under the care of a specialist. Next number is Bromfit DM for cough. Next number is for diabetes. We're going to start on Monjaro, 2.5 milligram sub-Q. Weekly times 4. Next number is check A1C. Next number is check thyroid. Next number is morbid obesity. Next number is tachycardia, multifactorial. Next number, check blood pressure. Next number, blood heart rate at home. Next number, she says she gets very anxious when she comes to the doctor's office. Next number is palpitation stable. Next number is vertigo related to her infection. No carotid stenosis noted. Next number is fatty liver. Next one was increased weight. Next one was we talked about Monjaro. Next one was we talked about increasing, checking her medication on a regular basis. Next one was I'm going to hold off on giving her metformin or any of the medications to see if we can get the Monjaro okayed with their insurance company, especially since she does have diabetes, she's morbidly obese, she has a fatty liver and multiple issues and problems, and she should be able to get that easily. Thank you.